Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Taylor Wilde. Welcome back to Wild On Season 2, the podcast where you get the insider's view of the weird, wonderful, wild world of women's wrestling on Wednesdays. Before we get things rolling today, I wanted to take a second to share something I'm really excited about. As many of my listeners already know, I am a fan of CBD products. The market is incredibly saturated though, and that alone can make CBD shopping overwhelming. But in comes Premium Jane for the win. What sets Premium Jane apart is that their products are sourced from actual hemp plant material, which is grown in strain-specific microclimates. Unlike most CBD oil in the industry today, which is extracted from Asian hemp seed, and that only offers a negligible amount of cannabis oil. Hit it up, Premium Jane. Today's guest is a Polish sister, sharing a surname ending with an iconic ski. She also shares a love for all things spooky and weird. The only professional wrestler to make their ring entrance in a military tank, she makes all my tank girl fantasies come true. And then some. Ladies and gentlemen, my girl, Shotzi Blackheart. So tell me, let's get right into it. How did you find professional wrestling?
I wasn't ever like a huge wrestling fan growing up. Like my brother was into it. We played like the video games together.
Yeah.
But me and my sister started watching it together when I was like 19, and we just like sort of re-got obsessed with it. Yeah. And we kind of fell in love with like the Wyatt family, and we really wanted to be like their valet. That's what we wanted to do. And then we decided that we wanted to be a tag team. And I was like, yes, I'm doing this. Like, let's go. Let's find, I don't know how you become a wrestler. I didn't know anything about like becoming a wrestler. I was like, well, how do you even do this? Like, I've never seen like a school anywhere. It's kind of like a hidden thing. So I just went online one day and I was like, how do you become a professional wrestler? And I found a school nearby me. But then my sister got pregnant, and then we couldn't be a tag team anymore.
Yeah.
She had to focus on the baby.
She was her own tag team. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I looked it up, and then like the very next week, I signed up for...
Amazing. And was that in Oakland?
So I signed up originally for APW in Hayward, but they actually closed down right before my training class started, like a month before. So then I was like, I have to find another school. And I didn't really like know anything about like indie wrestling. I didn't even know it existed. So like I had to quickly make friends and find out, okay, where else can I go train?
And how old were you?
I was 20.
Okay. So you just dove headfirst. You're like, I'm not really sure what I'm getting into, but I'm doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
And your sister, is she older or younger?
She's younger.
Okay. And you have a brother as well?
I do. Yeah, I have an older brother. There is 7 of us total.
Okay.
But me and my sister are the closest because we're the only like, she's the only full sibling I have. The rest are just like half brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So where are you in the pack in the age range?
I am right in the middle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And you were raised by a single parent, just your dad, right?
My mom and my dad divorced when I was like three, four years old.
Okay.
I was raised by my mom and my stepdad and then my dad.
Okay.
Kind of went like back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a lot of initial chaos.
Yeah, a little bit. My life has always been a tad chaotic.
And do you think that is kind of what built you into the character you are today?
I think so. I mean, like my character is just like me turned up.
Yeah.
So yeah. Complete chaos.
I love it. And there is no judgment there. I feel like we're kindred spirits. I'm all about the chaos. Life is messy and it's complicated for everybody. It's just how honest you are with yourself about it and how honest you are to other people. It's just how you come above it. And there's nothing like destigmatizing mental health and, you know, any challenges we have. And I'm so thankful for this podcast and all the incredible women I have on it, because we're superheroes, but like we hurt.
definitely. Everyone goes through something.
Yeah. And, you know, just because you're a superhero and you appear strong doesn't mean that you didn't have to go through essentially the gutter to get here. And I feel like professional wrestlers were this big family of misfits, and we all come from, I don't know where we come from, but we don't fit in anywhere else but here.
It's true.
So you said Shotzi Blackheart is just a version of yourself turned up. Was there like a growth period, or it was like, this is what I'm going to be?
You know, it was a little bit of a growth period. I think like since like my debut, I've always been like the same character, and yeah. I've just like stuck with it. But like when I first started, I was like, oh, I want to be like some Undertaker-esque character. I want to like, I had weird ideas in my head, but then I just stuck with being me turned up.
Yeah. Which is the best way you can be, because it's always authentic.
Yes.
I like that you talked about The Undertaker and his entrance, because you are basically your own niche of women's wrestling as a character. You come to the ring in a tank.
Yeah, I still can't even believe it. Like, I cannot believe that they're letting me do the things that I ask to do.
Okay, tell me, where did the tank come from? Was that you sitting around a creative meeting and just, you know, guys, do you have a tank laying around?
So I actually came out on that tank on the indies. That's my tank. I just saw it at Walmart one day. And I've always come out with the helmet. And I was like, oh my God, like, I already wear the helmet. This little tank is super cool. So I got it. And I brought it with me to Florida when I got signed, which my boyfriend was super annoyed with, because traveling with it was a pain in the butt. And he was like, they're not going to let you use this. Like, why are you bringing this? And I was like, no, dude, I'm stuck. I'm going to pitch this. And just one day I was like, hey, so I have this tank. Check it out. And they were just like, randomly, like a day before TV, was like, hey, can you bring this over to Full Sail? And I was like, yes, I will make it happen.
I already thought the tank was the coolest entrance, but the fact that it was yours, you're just like, I just have a tank.
Yeah.
Just laying around. Do you think I could use it? Oh, it's so good. Okay, so this is just a Walmart purchase.
Yeah, it was just some dinky little kid's Walmart tank.
So before professional wrestling, your first real love was musical theater and punk rock. Tell me about Hot Flesh.
Oh, Hot Flesh. It was a hot mess is what it was. It was very short-lived because we did not get along. Like, they were all my best friends, but I think, like, I'm really snooty when it comes to, like, oh, well, if I'm going to, like, play music, I want it to be exactly what I'm into.
Of course.
It was really set on, no, we have to play it like this. And they had their own ideas. They're like, oh, but let's add some reggae and let's add some this. And I'm like, no, it's got to be strictly punk rock, the Ramones, let's go. So it didn't work out.
How long were you guys a band then? How long did that last?
Probably like a year.
Okay. Yeah,
which isn't too bad. We just did like house shows mostly because we couldn't get into bars or anything yet. But like, yeah, mostly house shows and me being super mean.
Did you play an instrument?
No, I...
The human instrument.
Yes, yeah. I am the instrument. I wish I could. I've tried, but I tried to play guitar. I couldn't do it. It's very hard.
It's hard.
Praise to anyone that can play the guitar, because I've tried so many times. It just doesn't work for me. My fingers just won't do the things.
It's like the touching your head and rubbing your stomach.
No.
It's too hard. I get it. And can we find Hot Flesh anywhere, like on Spotify or?
No, thank goodness you cannot. No.
That upsets me greatly.
I know. I do actually wish that we recorded, because I thought a lot of our songs were super cool, and I wish I could go back and be like, oh, that was sick for a little bit.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay. How old were you guys though, by the way? I missed that.
18. Okay. I went to LA for musical theater, and then I just couldn't afford it anymore. So I moved back home and started a band, and...
Ooh, that is very punk rock. You're like, okay, I'm going to do musical theater. I'm going to get a degree. Fuck it. I've got no money. Going to start a punk rock band. I'm a skid.
That's exactly what happened.
Did you ever go back and finish?
Oh, no. Because I started the band and then kind of fucked off for like a year and just had fun and like went to shows and just did me and did nothing. And then I was like, and then I found wrestling. Yeah. And so the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, it's funny though, because at the time you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. You're trying all these different things, but they made you who you are. And we all love Shotzi Blackheart. So, children, you don't need education.
No.
You just need punk rock.
Sometimes, yes.
No. I'm always been a big advocate. Like, I started wrestling when I was, I think I just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped out of university originally to start wrestling full time. And you need a backup. You do need something, even if it's just something you're doing part-time or, you know, goal setting and all that. It doesn't work out
well. No, unfortunately.
So your dad, he was like a biker dude kind of thing?
Yeah, my dad was definitely a rebel. He's the one that introduced me to rock and roll. Like, I just remember, like, cruising in his truck, blasting AC/DC. He used to pick me up from school in his Harley. The reason I have tattoos is probably because the first time I ever saw someone getting tattooed, I was like 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
My dad was getting tattooed in our kitchen.
That's punk.
That is punk as hell.
And I remember just being like, Dad, does that hurt? And he's like, yes, baby, it really hurts. And he was getting this dragon on his arm. And actually recently, I was like, Dad, hey, can you send me a picture of your dragon tattoo? Because I want to recreate it in like my own kind of style.
Yeah.
So I would love to get like it's a dragon that's like a fist is like holding its tail, because my dad is like really into martial arts.
Oh, cool.
So like I want to get that somewhere on me. Oh, so we have like little matching tattoos.
That's really, really sweet. My uncle Gary, he's not actually my uncle, he's just like my dad's best friend, and he was around my whole life. He had the really old school like eagle across his chest.
Yes.
The panther. Yeah, the panther and another eagle with the scroll. So he got them when he was like 16, so in the 70s, but he never went back for the color because he was like, oh, it hurt too much.
Yeah.
So, as a toddler and probably into my early teens, he would sit at the kitchen table and he'd let me fill them in with
I love that.
With washable marker, and it's probably one of my best memories.
Human coloring book. I love it.
Everyone needs an Uncle Gary. So tell me about musical theater, because, you know, that's a complete diversion for the crazy punk rock tank riding girl we know.
Yeah, right? Like, musical theater is like super strict and very just like, but I was doing theater since I was like 8 years old. I've always loved acting. I've always loved the theater. And it was always like my escape, because I had like a really rough childhood. And I was also really shy. But the stage helped me open up. Like, even though I was playing someone else, it was the time that I really felt like me.
Yeah. It was like the perfect blend of escapism.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was escaping, but I was also being me. And so like the theater was therapy for me. And that's why I loved it so much. I think like the reason I just didn't stick with it is because even though it was so therapeutic and I fell in love with it, I think that because it was so disciplined and so strict, I knew that there was something else that I needed to find. And wrestling kind of is strangely that. Like, it's theater, but violent and wild, and it's just like perfect mix.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But I can never, it never fails to amaze me how many of us are inherently shy or introverted. Like, no one would ever talk to you and be like, yeah, I'm too shy.
Right?
But I think there's something in wrestling that you don't have much shame left when you become a professional wrestler.
No.
And it takes that part of you out. And maybe it's just, you know, the fucks fall off somewhere along the line.
Yes. Bye.
You did mention you had experienced a rough childhood. You had childhood trauma. And I had caught the interview you had where, you know, fuck, my heart broke for you. But I also have so much love and respect for you, truly. You have this platform and so many people look up to you, and you're using it to destigmatize mental health and to things that were completely out of your control. And you're a woman who experienced sexual abuse.
Yes.
And for our listeners, I always think if we can help one person who feels alone, my whole thing is I don't want anyone to ever suffer in silence. Would you mind sharing a little bit of what you went through?
Yeah, I mean, I dealt with a lot of sexual abuse as a young child, from like the time that I was 8 to 12. And yeah, like coming out about it recently on such a big platform has been like so overwhelming, but like in such a beautiful way, because a lot of people have been reaching out to me about it with their stories, and I've been trying my best to reply to all the messages. It has been like a reawakening of healing since then. So I just so strongly believe that just talking about things is the most important part. That's the only, like, it's the only way to heal. Like, point blank, you just have to talk about it. Like, you just have to release it, let go of it. Like, the healing never stops. It's always ongoing.
And as a sister to a professional wrestler, and as woman to woman, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's huge. Like I said, you have this platform, and even if we can just help one person to not feel alone,
like, yes,
you are a fucking warrior, girl.
Thank you. And that is definitely why I did it, because I know how I felt as a young child, just wanting to be able to talk to someone or relate to someone who went to through the same things that I did, and I just wanted some advice, you know. So I'm hoping that anyone listening just knows that you're not alone, and that you can reach out to me. Like, I do check my DMs. I look for those sweet messages and those, anyone that like really needs, you know, someone to talk to. So yeah, please reach out to me.
There you go. There you go, everybody. You literally went through the ringer and you've built yourself up, and now you are a fucking NXT superstar. Tell me about your journey to WWE.
Well, my first experience with WWE was Tough Enough. I was at the last Tough Enough. I made it into the house, but I ultimately got booted off because of medical reasons. They found a heart condition that I wasn't aware of.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. It was a whirlwind of emotions, because I got into the house and I was just like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like,
oh, wow.
This is crazy. And then the next day they were like, oh, never mind.
What did you go through? Like, mentally, physically,
yeah,
you were here, and it's just like boom, boom, boom.
Oh man, it was amazing. And then like I went home after that, and like I didn't really know what to do at first, because I was kind of scared, and I didn't really know what was going on with my body. I didn't know that I had any sort of heart condition. If I wrestle or if I do cardio, could I just die?
Oh God.
So just like everything went into my head and I didn't really have health insurance. It was a long process for me to like get rechecked out. I didn't even have anything to like show a doctor to be like, this is like serious. Can you like look at me? And they're like, well, what proof do you have? And I'm like, oh, well, I was on this show and they told, and they're like, what? I don't understand. I'm like, no, can you just please help? Yeah. So it was weird for me just like coming back from that. And I kind of was like for a month, like was unmotivated to wrestle because I was scared.
Of course.
And then eventually I was just like, you know what? Screw it. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to keep wrestling.
Of course. Good for you. And then the most incredible thing happened. You were back on the indies and Sir William Regal shows up at the end of the match and offers you a job.
Yeah. totally, totally random because I just kind of like not gave up on WWE, but like gave up bugging them.
Okay.
It was like, you know what? I'm not going to send any more emails. I'm not going to like update my profile with them. I am going to make enough noise on my own on the indies where they're hitting me up.
Girl.
So like, I just kind of told myself that and then it happened. You know, I just did me and I worked really, really hard and I wrestled my butt off on the indies. And then, yeah, this William Regal just shows up and is like, hey, want to wrestle for us now?
That's like the best manifestation ever.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just manifest hard enough, William Regal will...
It works!
I'm going to start meditating because that's such a good story. Oh, good for you, girl. But that's truly a testament to everything you put into it. And truly, if you visualize, if you put the work in, if you make enough noise and you build it, they will come.
It's true. It's true.
Tell me about your first week in the Performance Center, because that Performance Center is fucking epic.
Oh, yeah. It's very intimidating.
Oh, I bet.
I didn't really know what to expect. I think I wrestled Shimmer Weekend the night before. I was in Chicago and then I flew from Chicago from my match to my first day.
Wow.
And yeah. So I was on the indies like up until my first day. And I think I did like, yeah, yeah.
You were hurting.
I was hurting. So I was like, oh, I hope I'm not like training today because I'm a little beat up. Yeah. So the first week was that. But thankfully we were shooting something and like I was just kind of like an audience member for the week.
Okay.
I got to just like chill.
Woo!
And just kind of like assess the area and just hang out for a little bit.
Very cool.
I got lucky.
Speaking to Aaliyah last week, I've learned about all the amazing support systems they have in the Performance Center outside of just the wrestling coaches. You have media training and you have physical therapists and things like that. That is absolutely incredible.
Oh, yes.
What are some of the things that you've utilized the most that you didn't even know you needed?
Yes, like the physical therapy has been helping a lot because I kind of like beat myself up on the indies. I didn't really wrestle smart. I just kind of do things.
No.
Like dive into a pile of chairs and like take bumps on concrete.
It adds up.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And I didn't listen to my coaches. I was like, whatever, I'm young and invincible. I feel so good now. Like it has coming here, like my body just feels refreshed.
That's great.
Before, you know, the pandemic started, we had like, I mean, we still do, but it's more virtual now. We had like mental motivators. They help us balance our emotions through like such a stressful job. So that has been also really cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we have like therapists available to us as well. I love all of that. Like,
yeah, me too.
Working on the, you know, the mental part.
Oh, well, you put so much into our physical health and it's so easy to neglect the mental.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
But this is everything. When this starts getting healthy, all of a sudden your body works way better. Yeah, yeah. I think everybody should go to therapy.
Oh yeah, definitely. No matter what, like, yeah. Just go.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone is not okay. We're just all doing our best.
Yep.
What women that you work with, who's become some of your best friends in NXT?
I'm really close to Skylar Story, who just started. She's like my best bud.
Oh.
But I love all the girls genuinely. That's like, awesome. I just started getting really close to Ember. Like, we just started tagging and we had like a really good heart to heart last night.
Oh.
Like, it's so great that our locker room is so strong, because that was honestly what I was really scared of coming here, just because, like, a lot of people were trying to, like, bring me down about coming to WWE and being like, oh, you know, you need to be careful, that locker room is scary, and, like, I come here and it's the complete opposite. Like, I really love all the girls that I work with. They're all so cool. It's so nice. It's
good,
so nice.
Good, good. The locker room atmosphere is absolutely...
Like, yes, it's so important.
Especially because professional wrestling is so niche, but being a female professional wrestler is even more niche. And even though we're in direct competition with each other, it's so important for... You know, that's your family. We got to build each other up. Like, that's girl power to the max.
Yes.
Well, that was a hell of a match on Sunday.
Yes.
Yep.
The Dusty Cup, yeah. Which is amazing to be a part of that. It's really cool because when I came in for Tough Enough,
yeah,
I was super excited to work with Dusty because I heard that he was going to be helping us with promos for Tough Enough.
Yeah.
And while I was there is actually when he passed. And the way I found out, I had walked in the women's locker room and I was the only one in there. Lita came in and she was just bawling her eyes out. And she just grabbed me and was like, Dusty just passed. And I was like, oh my God, what? So to be at the PC when that happened was so emotional.
Oh, I bet.
And you could just really tell what Dusty meant to everyone. Yeah. So to be a part of this tournament and, you know, honoring Dusty, which I always thought was the best promo. He had the best promo in the game.
Oh, yeah.
So he's so cool and fun. I'm really honored to represent Dusty.
Girl, I know you made Dusty proud.
I just really want to put my name on those boots. Yeah. You know, like the first ever women to put their name on that would be just insane.
I love what the women of NXT have been doing, and it's made me so excited about women's wrestling again. And I've actually been training my ass off.
Oh, yes! I love that. I love that.
You are the new era, and I have to say thank you because you've remotivated me to get my ass back in the ring.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much.
Hey guys, okay, so I mentioned Premium Jane early on in this episode. As a wrestler, firefighter, and mom, I suffer from my share of physical and mental ailments, and I'm always looking for the most natural remedies. CBD oil hits on so many different levels. Pain relief, reducing anxiety and depression, and even reducing acne. I've tried many different products, but I keep coming back to Premium Jane for the variety of CBD oils, topical creams, capsules, and edible gummies. I love the gummies. Okay, so why should you care? Because I have discounts. Who doesn't love primo products that are discounted? Yes, girl. Click on the link in the description of today's episode or go to premiumjane.com and enter coupon code WILDON. Don't forget, that's WILDON with an E, one word, for your 20% discount. And please let me know your thoughts, your feelings, your reviews, because I kind of have an online shopping problem and I just love CBD products and I'm always open to more and interesting new products, but hit it up, Premium Jane, Wild On, for your discount of 20%. I feel like you and I, Ashley, could just go on and on and on. We could probably talk for another hour.
It's true.
We've never even met before, but I feel like we're such good friends.
I love it.
I end every one of my episodes exactly the same. I do 10 tailor-made questions. It's kind of like a speed round, but don't feel like you have to rush because you take your time with your answers, girl.
You got it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Name one beauty product you cannot live without.
Moisturizer.
Any brand?
My dry skin.
Me too.
No, it kind of always changes. Like, okay. I don't really have like a set guy, but yeah, I just have to moisturize.
What is your favorite exercise?
I think like ring training is my favorite. Like, I feel like I get the best sweat and it helps my cardio the most, for sure.
I'm with you. What is your biggest pet peeve?
When people pee on the toilet seats.
Yeah, that's not specific to men.
No, if you, yes, it is. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be sweet, wipe the seat.
And yeah. That is the next Shotzi Blackheart t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Kurt Russell.
Oh. Oh, you like a little salt and pepper.
I love Kurt Russell. Like, he was daddy back in the 70s and he's still daddy now.
Good for you, girl. I like my men's older too. What is your favorite band or artist?
The Ramones. Mm-hmm. By far number one.
Do you have a secret vice, like drinking a glass of wine in the shower?
Not in the shower, but I love a good bubble bath and I always have a wine in my bubble baths. But I think like my biggest vice is coffee. I'm obsessed with coffee.
Do you drink it all day or just like a good?
Yes. All day. Yeah. Like four cups a day. Like, I drink way too much caffeine for a girl with a heart condition.
Whatever, life's short.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta live on the edge. What wrestler has the best entrance music?
Definitely Shawn Michaels. Like, that is like my morning affirmation song. Like, I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. Like, I love singing that to myself when I'm like doing my makeup or just like brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
I love that. That should be your mantra every day.
Yes, every day.
What is your drink of choice? I think we've somewhat covered that.
I do love my coffee, but chocolate milk is my favorite thing.
Really?
Yes.
Good way to get your protein in too.
Exactly. And like, me and my sister, we are both obsessed with chocolate milk. And we always say like our perfect guy makes our best chocolate milk. We always test our boyfriends and we'll be like, hey, babe, can you make me some chocolate milk? And if it's not good chocolate milk, it's not meant to be. And we have to end the relationship right there.
Is the best like red flag. I'd love to see.
Yeah. It is.
I'd love to see that on Tinder. Like, so you're like a Nest. Like, I don't know what the American equivalent would be, but like Nestle makes our like chocolate syrup. So you're like your chocolate. Yes. Okay, so you don't buy the chocolate milk pre-made.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to mix it yourself. Ah. And me and my sister like the powder. We're about the powder. I think it just like it hits differently.
I'm learning so much. Okay. Lastly, I know you got me on this one. Finish this lyric. 2020, 24 hours to go.
I want a piece, David. Yeah.
Yay. That was an easy win.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. This is so
good.
Great.
Good. Me too. And I hope that we get to meet each other in person one of these days.
Yes. Oh, we have to wrestle now.
Yes, please.
I want to get in the ring with you. Yeah, she's the wolf.
For the love of all things 90s alternative rock, I want to hang out, slam dance, and wrestle with Shotzi Blackheart. not necessarily in that order. I feel very fortunate to be on this hot streak with the women of NXT. If you are liking Wild On, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Taking the time out to give a rating and a comment will help your girl and her Wild On team out immensely. We want to climb those charts. Check out the Wild On merch store for all your favorite Taylor Wilde t-shirts. The link will be provided in the episode description as well as on my social media accounts. Are you still craving more? Then follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RealTaylorWild. That's Wild with an E. Guys and ghouls, I cannot even describe how much work goes into each weekly podcast. It certainly takes a village, a Canadian one at that. I could not do this podcast without my badass punk rock girl band, the Wild On Team. Editor and producer Rochelle Duras. Public relations Madison Galshani. Marketing specialist Rebecca Levinson. Thank you for all your hard work. I love you guys. And until next week, stay calm and wild on.